We're beginning the first Shilta in Bereishis. Shilta. Demechayvin debet Yisrael menach biyom de Shabbata. The house of Israel is obligated to rest on the day of Shabbos. The kadbariy kutshabrichu le'almei, that when the Holy One, blessed be He, created His world, bariy b'shita yomei, He created it in 6 days. Venach biyom de Shabbata. And he rested on the day of Shabbos. Ubarchei v'kadshei, and he blessed it and sanctified it. Ke'inish debani beita, like a person who built a home. This is a borrowed terminology. This words, ke'inish debani beita, is wording in the Medrash Tanchuma. V'kadmatzvitle v'gamale le'avidete avidilulach ad yoma. When a person concludes the building of his home, he makes a party one day, as people say, the celebration of the home. Dichtiv, as the verse says, so the simple reading is, Hashem concluded on the seventh day. Maybe the Netziv Shiltos Rav Chaigon is interpreting the word Vayechal differently than just finished, but that remains to be seen. V'amalan Rachmana, and Hashem said to us, Nuchu b'yoma de Shabbata, rest on the day of Shabbat, ki heichi denachi bei ana, just as I rested on it. Dichtiv, as the verse says, Zachot yom Shabbat lekadosho, remember, make mention of the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. V'asu li ayune bei, ela mitbay leil bar Yisrael li anuge bei. And it is prohibited to fast, to lament on that day, le'i anuye, like inui, but rather it is incumbent upon a son of Israel to have pleasure on that day, b'mechla u'mishtia, in food and drink, v'yekure, and to honor it, b'levusha, with clothing, u'vikisuya me'alia, and with exalted coverings, meaning a special jacket or something for Shabbos. Dichtiv, as the verse says, V'karata la'Shabbat oneg v'chibadto. You will designate the Shabbos as a day of pleasure and you will honor it. Shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbat kemalbushcha shel chol. That your clothing on Shabbos should not be like your clothing on weekday. D'Rabbi Yochanan kari lemenei de'ave lavish b'Shabbata mechabedutei. Rabbi Yochanan would call the garments he wore on Shabbos his honor. This is a big chiddush. Our Gemara doesn't say that. Our Gemara says that the clothing that Rabbi Yochanan used to wear in general, he'd call his honor. From there, the Gemara says, okay, if that's your honor, so when the Torah says, when the Navi says, honor Shabbos, it means change your honor. The clothing you wear on weekdays, change it for Shabbos. Then Shiltas is giving us a different girsa, that the clothing Rabbi Yochanan would wear on Shabbos, he would call his honor. That's not what our Gemara says.
You would call his general clothing honor?
Yeah.
And that had something to do with Shabbos?
The Pasuk says in the Navi, V'chibadto, honor Shabbos. So the Talmud says, honor it with your clothing. How so? Because you see, in general, what's called honor? Your clothing is called your honor. You see that from Rav Yochanan. Mm. But then the Shiltas gives us a different girsa, that Rav Yochanan called the clothing of Shabbos his honor. Rav Huna said, whoever has other clothing that he could wear in honor of Shabbos, he should change his clothing. And if you don't have clothing to change into in honor of Shabbos, at least let your clothing down. Meaning they used to wear their clothing bunched up. They wouldn't let their robes down all the way to the floor because they were out working. Only the nobles could let their clothing down to the floor because they were walking on inside their marble floor's house. But the working men used to bunch up their clothing so that they didn't hit the floor. They wouldn't get all destroyed by the mud and branches they were walking through. Tanya Amar Rav Yochanan, Seicha Adam She'elo Shtei Atifot, Achat Shechol V'Achat Shel Shabbat. Rav Yochanan says one should have two types of wrappings, one that he wraps himself in on weekdays and one on Shabbos. Okay, and we'll pick up here B'Zachim next time.
What is...